Welcome to the Doctor Who podcast from casterbris.co.uk. There is, of course, a brand new Doctor Who. My name is Christian Corley. I am not he. And with me is James McLean, also not he. And James, well, I mean, it's been a strange old day. Do you know what happened to me today? I was heading out to take the children out to a local garden centre, and my youngest daughter told me that she'd forgotten her tablet. So I drove all around the block, went back to the house, found her tablet, headed out back out to the car, and realised I'd lost my phone. Looked around for the phone, then found my phone on top of the car, and as I got into the car, my wife told me that there was a new Doctor Who.
No, I don't know what happened to you today.
And the thing is, I was about half an hour before that, I was talking to Philip Bates of the DWC, and he told me that the new Doctor was being announced during the FA Cup final next week, which, to be honest with you, I didn't think was particularly likely. It just didn't seem right to me, but I thought, well, you know, they did it during the tennis last time, and they had a huge, you know, a ridiculous huge show, which we accidentally live-streamed in 2013, so, you know, maybe it was going to be the FA Cup final, and then all of a sudden it just exploded on Instagram and then on Twitter, didn't it? And then the BBC confirmed it all.
Yeah.
Funny old day.
Made me wonder if there'd been a leak and they were rushing to get it out.
Yeah, same here. So, if you don't know, you should know by now, the new Doctor is Nkuti Gatwa, who I haven't seen in anything, but I thought I hadn't seen in anything, but apparently I have seen him because he's in Horrible Histories, the movie, but he's best known for a character in Sex Education, which is a British Netflix TV show. And basically he put two heart symbols, a plus symbol and a blue box symbol on Instagram. And then it kind of went from there. That was earlier today. And then there's been a chat outside BAFTA, because it's the BAFTA Awards tonight, which he was with Rusty Davies, interviewed outside BAFTA. And so we have a new Doctor Who. And that is, I haven't quite calmed down yet. There's a thing about a new Doctor Who day. It's quite exciting. And then the reality hits when they actually come on air, stepping out the TARDIS, and you get to grips with understanding what sort of Doctor this person is going to be. Is there anything that you're particularly looking at here, or that springs to mind, or has made you think about something?
So, is anything, could you, James, apply or deliver to this conversation, to this discourse?
Yes.
To merit
monologue
being
as was.
Here. Yes. To turn this monologue into a dialogue. I was surprised as well. I saw it on my Twitter feed. And at first I thought this sounds terrible. I thought it was a joke one, because there was just no announcement meant to be coming up. So I just thought it was just or a fan speculation, yeah, or a fan hope.
Exactly the thoughts went through my head. Yeah.
And then I looked at realised the retweet was actually of the Doctor Who, official Doctor Who page, and was like, okay. I did watch Sex Education.
Okay.
I've not seen season 3 yet, which is I used to watch it with a colleague. And we're not in the same situation anymore, that's kind of why I stopped, but I would like to see season 3. Very good show. Susie's really good in it. I didn't connect the dots when it was first announced. I thought, here's someone who's unknown to me. And then when they said sex ed, it just clicked. And that's partially probably because in sex ed, he plays a school kid, essentially. So the dots weren't there, because you don't tend to sort of conceptualize the Doctor as being so young, even though as an actor, he's older.
29.
But yeah. 29, yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's a Doctor Who age, isn't it? It's a sort of age of Peter Davison, yep, slightly older than Matt Smith, yep, when he started. So, you know, it's in the ballpark.
Sure.
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, I don't find these days kind of that exciting anymore. And I think it's just simply because you just know it's now a plateau of speculation and nothing,
yes,
until you see the person in performing. And so it kind of means nothing. It's like a small uptick,
isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it's an uptick. But yeah, I mean, I'm not disappointed. I'm not enthralled, and that's just simply because I haven't really thought about where they could go on this. I'm glad that it's not someone really obvious. I think that's where I am. So I'm glad it's someone who's Shooty's as I'm is not unknown, but he's not one of those sort of Hugh Grant, David Tennant, that sort of thing. So right.
Have I mispronounced his name?
I believe so.
Okay. Apologies, everyone.
I was going to mention it before we came on air. It's just because it's a name that a lot of people will not know how to pronounce. And
yes.
I was very fortunate that I saw a tweet by Benjamin Cook, and then I saw a piece, I think one of the pieces with Russell T Davis that you were speaking about earlier in their interview, and where he mentions that, you know, he's known since February and it's been very hard to keep it under wraps. So, yeah, but I believe it's Shooty. It's how you pronounce it.
I will attempt to better myself with that pronunciation. This is a problem with being someone who can speak German reasonably well. You tend to pronounce every single letter. When you see an unusual word. So he is the Doctor, and he's a black actor, so he's the first lead black Doctor, as opposed to Joe Martin. And that's kind of interesting as well. On the other hand, do you want to dwell on that too much? Hopefully not, because it's not particularly important when it actually comes to telling stories, is it?
No, and it's been, almost 60 years of Bar Joe Martin, a white person,
mm-hmm.
playing the Doctor. And, you know, I think statistically that kind of suggests that, you know, by now there should be everyone, you know, it would kind of feel like it is pigeonholed in that way. If that was to be a shock, horror, surprise. And I don't think so. And I think we've hopefully got to a point after 60 years where that is not an issue. And in the 80s, Lenny Henry was always being mooted by the Mirror and the Sun. So the idea of a person of colour playing the Doctor has been in the, you know, ether for decades. But yeah, I think it's really good. And I think it's a good way forward. I think if they'd gone, and again, neither of us really want to go down this political strand, but if they'd gone with a white man, I think that would have kind of felt like, I'm not quite sure how that would sit with Jodie as a woman suddenly going back, reverting. It might have felt like a reversion rather than sort of exploring the options and the potentials and possibilities. And I think this feels like it's potentials and possibilities. Certainly, I only know him from Sex Education, and his performance there is very much different to the performance of the Doctor as he plays a gay young man who is very open about their sexuality. So it's I suppose you could maybe a sort of Tennant did something similar in some respects, but yeah, I think it's kind of interesting to see where it goes, and I like the fact they're exploring the field, and that's good. I think, I mean, that's my, again, I think that would be my problem with, say, the, you know, the Martin Sheen and Hugh Grant, you know, they're very good actors, no issue with them whatsoever, and I'm sure Sheen could have done absolutely amazing Doctor. But I think if it had been someone like that, I'd have kind of felt like, have we seen this before? Is this going to be, is that actor going to have to be sort of navigating sort of types of Doctor that we've seen before? And I know that kind of, I know people go, well, it's just the colour of someone's skin, but it's also about, it's about culture. It's about point at stage of life. It's lots of ingredients. I don't know. Would he have ended up just being like, oh, Martin Sheen, he's the new Tom Baker, or, you know, the new Paul McGann? I think it's kind of good to have something fresh and exciting and different, which has little point of comparison on so many levels. And that's where Jodie was good, I think, as well. Because, again, it's not about, oh, it's got to be a woman. It's not that sort of thing. It's about, you know, that there's a whole different, you know, being a female actor has so many different factors in the makeup of a person that they're going to bring to a role, which that Peter Capaldi couldn't do, or you know, Tom Baker couldn't do. It's something unique that they can bring. And I think that's something that we've got here, something unique that can be brought. And I'm sure Sheen probably could, but in my limited mindset, I'd have been like, you know, oh, is he going to be more like Tom Baker, or is he going to be more like Patrick Troughton? Can't do this here. Yeah. I have no idea where it's going to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the thing is, all of that aside, because, you know, you mentioned names like Michael Sheen, Martin Sheen, that would be a diversion. He's dead, isn't he? Is he dead, Martin Sheen?
I don't know. A lot of people die. I can't. It sounds.
It's difficult to keep. Rest in peace. Yeah. Otherwise, good health to you, Mr. Sheen.
Yeah, that sounds really cold, but I just genuinely can't remember.
Or Hugh Grant, or David Tennant. There was this idea, and you know, we know someone very well who gave us this idea, that, and you know, it's an entirely reasonable position to take, an assumption to make, that I suspect it wasn't just an assumption as well, that the name of the next Doctor would be someone who's reasonably well known on both sides of the Atlantic and has, you know, this trusted to carry a TV show. And, you know, we've got Sony Television Pictures involved, Bad Wolf. BBC One is not producing Doctor Who anymore. Well, BBC Drama isn't producing Doctor Who anymore. It's through Worldwide, as was. And so, you know, it's not unfair for everyone to be completely blindsided by this, because it is not what anyone was expecting for a show that in some terms has been not as successful as it has been in early terms. There was this, and you know, then you've got Russell T Davies making allusions to the MCU and multiverses and things like that, that, you know, big hitters are going to be coming along for Doctor Who. And we get an actor who, while clearly capable, isn't what was expected. So that's kind of, I don't know really. I mean, it seems at this point of the day, it seems completely obvious that they were going to go for someone completely unknown, because that tends to be what they do. Other than, I mean, Tennant wasn't completely unknown, but he was only known to a few TV watchers. Matt Smith, the same. Peter Capaldi, kind of famous for various things as a character actor, and also was that particular character in The Thick of It. And Jodie Whittaker, known mainly for Broadchurch, if you'd bother to read the credits, and now this, Shuti Gatwa. So it's a completely against what we were expecting, but at the same time, it seems to work. It seems to fit, at least.
I think Doctor Who has had a successful legacy of pioneering new faces.
Mm.
And I imagine to a degree the show is kind of proud of that. And there is no doubt that when people, and you know, we spoke about it as well, that the possibility of it being a name that would resonate across the pond, if they were looking at taking this global, they would go for a bigger name. That wasn't because we felt that was the way it should go, but it's just that if you're going to take that mindset, you could see cynically that would be a way to go. And yeah. I think it shows the show is sticking to its roots by not doing that. Because as you say, I mean, for a while now, it's not been big names. I mean, Tom Baker wasn't a big name. Peter Davison, certainly, yeah, nationally, he was a bigger name probably than Tom Baker was in some ways.
Well, I think probably the biggest name to become Doctor Who was probably John Pertwee, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was hugely famous when he became Doctor Who.
It's before my time. I remember Troughton had a certain amount of dramatic kudos, but we weren't around for that.
Sure. I actually knew, so. I know two women, both a lot older than me, and at least one of them I know has passed away.
So you are keeping score. Oh God, that sounds even more crass. Oh
gosh. Well, no, there's women that I knew personally in life.
Yeah, yeah.
That found John Pertwee to be a bit of a sex symbol. Which always amuses me, because he never,
yeah,
you know, the John Pertwee that I know from childhood is Wurzel Gummidge, and then crazy old cape wearing Doctor Who for any occasion, as it were. So that whole sex symbol John Pertwee thing never really chimed for me for many years until you could see that maybe he was quite a handsome chap around his late 40s, 50s sort of age. Sort of the John Pertwee age now, really. So, it always amused me. Anyway, I'm digressing there anyway. We have a Facebook page. If you don't follow us on Facebook, you may. It's entirely up to you, but the permission has been granted to you. And we are facebook.com/ The Casterbris. And earlier today, there's a new Doctor Who. We'll be recording a new podcast tonight. That's this, with our reaction and thoughts. Tell us what you think, expect, hope below, and you might get a mention. And thanks to everyone who responded to that. Do you want to go through these now? Or do you want to hold them for later?
You can whenever you like. I am powerless to... Well, I'm not powerless, but... Okay. I don't care, I suppose, is
that's,
what I'm trying
That's
to say.
What I thought you were trying to say, yes. So we have a nice collection of responses. Katie Paul, Gatwa was absolutely the best thing about sex education, and as Eric, he has proven that he can do both lighthearted froth and heavy lifting brilliantly without resorting to cartoonishness. I think this is the best bit of casting, she continues, since Pearl Mackey, and for the first time in an age, I'm genuinely excited to see what happens next.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Andy Walker, not too well known, so very excited to see what he and the Bad Wolf team come up with. We now encounter someone with a Welsh name, Bedir Gulledge. Sorry if I got it wrong. Genuinely no idea about the new Doctor. Don't think I've seen him in anything before, which is all really exciting. Nick Caulfield, hello Nick. The last actor I saw in a TV drama prior to his casting as a Doctor played a character called Tristan Farnan. I don't think Arc of Infinity counts, and I'm sure Jigsaw doesn't. I'm improving though, because in the modern era I had heard of The Thick of It, Broadchurch, and Now Sex Education, even if I've never seen any of them. To be honest, I think it's a real plus to let the showrunner and casting director scope out the talent and come into it totally without expectations of the character. I certainly won't be rifling through his back catalogue to try to change that. Trevor Arthur, he's a bit young for my liking, but enjoyed his character in Sex Education, so hoping he will be as good in the show, and it won't fail to be a bit different this time. I expect energy and a sprinkling of camp. And then he says, Hugh next time, please. I assume he means Hugh Grant, or maybe Hugh Laurie. Or Hugh Bonneville. Probably not Hugh Hefner. He is dead, isn't he? Nigel Webb. Went to see him at the Globe in 2016 in Midsummer Night's Dream. He was a very good Demetrius. And he also shares a snippet, which I will include in the show notes, if I remember. So that's a very good collection of positive responses, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? And I think, again, it sounds political, but it kind of feel like it's where I'm just glad that's where we are, because I don't think anyone can deny that there's always a slight trepidation when any show does a casting which goes against type, that there's going to be a backlash, and that can be to do with of race, it can be to do with sex, it can even be to do with age. Some people. Yeah, with Matt Smith, there was, and absolutely. Yeah. So, yes, it's nice to get that feeling that people are on board, open-minded, and willing to see where it goes. So, I think that's really encouraging.
Absolutely, and I mean, I'm excited to see how it goes. But of course, what we're going to get between now and, you know, I'm guessing next spring, but you know, it might not be, it might be a little bit sooner than that. But, you know, we have the last Jodie episode to go. But before that, we're bound to see, you know, photos of shooting and stuff like that. That's one of the key reasons for announcing it now, because they're going to go off and do location work, and it's going to leak at some point, isn't it? If they've been keeping a lid on this since February, I wonder if they've done any filming already, James.
Could be. I mean, there was a bit in the interview which I thought was kind of sad, where Davis says, Shooty was the last one that they auditioned.
Wow.
And they thought they had their Doctor, and then he came in and blew them away. And it's just like, who was that other person?
Oh, God, I hope it isn't someone who's been turned down before, because that'd be awful.
But that feeling of, you know, who almost got it is kind of interesting. But,
yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't know. Maybe they have. It depends on how he's approaching the new show. Because, I mean, sometimes shows, you know, sometimes leaks can be powerful. Sometimes they can take away from what you're trying to do.
I just hope David Tennant's okay tonight.
Oh, you think he might be the person? You think they'd like, we're definitely going with Tennant?
Yeah.
He'd probably be quite good.
I don't think he's short of work, though, is he really? So.
Depends on the accent, doesn't it? Does that American accent?
I don't know. It's improved, hasn't it?
I haven't heard his American accent recently.
I think it's improved. The first thing he did was that pilot for a sort of a legal comedy, and his accent wasn't great in that. But by the time he was doing Jessica Jones, I thought it was much better.
I'd have to rewatch Jessica Jones. Was he doing an American accent in that?
I think it was a very subtle one.
It might have been. I can't remember. My memory is very poor these days. Whether it's the people's passing or whether it's the accents within an American TV show from 2016,
indeed.
2017, you know.
Or whenever it was.
Whenever it was, I can't remember.
Indeed. So, I mean, there isn't an awful lot more we can add to this conversation at this point. It's a interesting new piece of casting. Shruti Gatwa is the new Doctor Who, and he says there aren't quite the words to describe how I'm feeling, a mix of deeply honoured, beyond excited, and of course a little bit scared. This role and show means so much to so many around the world, including myself, and each one of my incredibly talented predecessors has handled that unique responsibility and privilege with the utmost care. I will endeavour my utmost to do the same. I suppose at 29, that means he was born in 1993. So he is an actor who, as a child, was watching Russell T Davies bring Doctor Who back, theoretically.
Yeah.
Which, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? Because
yeah, that's true.
He's the first. Mm. He's the first of that era.
Yeah, it's scary, that, isn't it?
Yes, slightly.
I think it's scary when you transpose that over and you think of who would have been, he'd have been like 12, 13. Who would have been 12 and 13 when William Hartnell started? So I think my mum would have been about 10 and she remembers it. And that was, you know, so we would have obviously grown up, we would have been slightly later. So we'd have probably been the people watching Matt Smith when we were kids watching back end of Tom Baker, Peter Davison. It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Time flies. And I it's the most horrific and scary thing of life. I try not to think about it too much.
Keep your days varied and interesting. That's the best advice anyone can give to anyone worried about how fast life is moving.
Well, it doesn't work. I will actually go in that because it'll just end up depressing listeners. Trust me. You can't. I've thought about this before. It's like, you know, maybe go to a psychiatrist. Maybe they'll be able to find. They're like, no, they can't because they're part of the problem. Everyone is part of the same problem. There is no answer to the human condition. You just got to keep playing video games until you forget. So anyway, this doctor's should be cool.
Yes. Well, you know, continue to respond to us on Facebook, and we'll no doubt come back to this topic in future as we speak to our various guests, which we've actually got lined up over the next few shows. Can you believe that?
I can't believe it. I didn't even know.
I can't. We did talk about this, but anyway, there are guests coming.
Did we?
You did.
Kind of forgot.
So until next time, take care, everyone. Enjoy your excitement about Shruti Gatwa as the new Doctor Who.